Happy as kings. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Happy as kings. Have you ever thought of yourself as being happy as a king? Have you ever thought of yourself as being happy as the reigning monarch? Have you ever thought of yourself as being in charge of everything? Have you ever thought of yourself as being so important that you're in charge of everybody's life? That you are the one who makes all the decisions? That you are the one who decides whether life is going to go on, whether there'll be a war, whether there'll be peace, whether there'll be a country of happiness and harmony and balance? Ever thought of that? A king's life is not all that desirable if you feel that you must be king for others. Now, if you're king for yourself, if you're king for your own choices, your own ideals, your own desires, your own expressions, that's beautiful. And everybody in your world tags along. And what a wonderful world that would be. Can you imagine if every king had his tag-alongs, had his followers, the people who wanted to be in his kingdom? Now, if they want to be in his kingdom because they want him to take care of them, they want him to oversee them, they want him to judge them, they want him to be the one who decides everything in life, well, that's not too cool either. When you are king and you are responsible for all in your world, that's heavy duty. That's very heavy duty. When you are king and you have all these people trying to accomplish their own given ends in your kingdom, and they're trying to use your power to achieve their goals, that's not too cool. And it's what a lot of people do. A lot of people live just that way. They live in that kingdom of other people's lives. If I can be king for myself, I am being the most noble being I could ever be. If I could be king for myself under all circumstances, I am living a most wonderful, fantastic, marvelous life, because that's what life's all about. Life is not about being king for another. Life is not about running around accomplishing good for other people. Life is not about telling other people how to live their life. Life is all about living our own life to the highest and the best and the most exciting that we can. Now, you're king, and you say, okay, I'm going to go for a ride on my horse. And you get on your horse and you ride your horse. But all these people have to gather around you. They have to prepare your horse. They have to prepare your saddlery. They have to take care of all the details. They have to go out and make sure that the path is clear before you. They have to make sure that everybody is out of the way. They have to make sure that there's no people out there who are going to want to kill you, and that there's no people who are going to want to beg from you. You got to be free of all these things. Hey, that's not too cool, is it? But that's what a king is. A king has taken on the responsibility for a world. Now, the world might be England, the world might be the Netherlands, the world might be Sweden, the world might be any place. The king might be a president, and he might be a president of the United States or the president of this country or that democracy. And as the king is these things, he has not the opportunity to be a free spirit. What he's doing, he is being the guardian angel for people who want to follow him. And, of course, kings generally want that. Now, can you and I be a king? Well, we already are a king. We're king of our own country. We're king of our own life. We're king of our own experience. We're king of our own family. We're king of our own world. Now, the only difference between us and a crowned king, so to speak, by the people, is that you do not have to take care of other people. You and I, as the king, do not have a responsibility to take care of anybody else in this world except ourselves. We have the only responsibility in the world of being true to ourselves. Now, a king who rules a country, he has a responsibility to the people that he rules. He has a responsibility to the country that he is king over. He has responsibility to all in the world. And how he interacts with other people and interacts with other worlds. Well, you as king without a country have to be concerned of how you interact with the world too. But happiest king? My goodness. We could certainly think that over again very thoroughly. If you're a free spirit, and you are able to come and go as you wish and do anything you like and do things that make you happy. If you are king and you are a person who has a free spirit, wonderful. But most kings don't have the free spirit, because the word king means guide, ruler of others. The ruler, the monarch of a nation. Let's, you and I, decide today that we are the ruler and the monarch of our own nation, and that nation is the nation that has our name on it. It's already got our name on it. Whatever name you may have, that's the kingdom you have. Now, what kind of a monarch are you, am I, of the nation that I have my name on? My name is Herb Byerly. Well, now, what kind of a nation does Herb Byerly live in? Does he live in a free-spirited nation where he can be himself and have fun? Does he live in a house where he is free to come and go as he wishes? If he would like to have people help him in the house, people are there. If he doesn't want people to help him in the house, no people are there. If he wants to have a family around him that loves him dearly, then he responds to them dearly. And he says to them, I love you. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. And he does not look at their needs or their wants or their desires or their hopes or their fears or their wonderment. He only looks at them through his eyes, through my eyes as the king. And so I see my family through my eyes, and I see my son as a super young man, and I see my wife as a super woman. I see my mother as a super person. Oh, she's gone on, but in my heart she lives forever. I see my sisters and my brothers, super beings. I see everyone in my family super in every way, and I have no need, no desire, no aspirations to help them to improve their life. Oh, were I to become a billionaire and then I would give them each some money, would I be helping them? Truly, would I be helping them, or would I be giving them another problem? Oh, well, we all like problems like that. Oh, yes, we do. Do we? Do you want a problem like that? Do you want to be someone who has to take care of money? Or do you want to be someone who just, whatever you want to do, you're a free spirit, you could do it. You have no boundaries. You have no limitations on you, except the limitations that you place on yourself of your values in life, of your desires in life, of who you are. Are you king? Are you monarch of your world? Are you a free-spirited being who is always out doing exactly what you'd like to do, exactly how you'd like to do it, and where you'd like to do it? If you are, then you are a happy king. I have a dog, and his name is Rex. And Rex, as you know, means king. And so every time I look at Rex, I call him my buddy. I call him my pal. I call him my sweetheart. I call him my good guy. I say, Rex, I love you, I love you, I love you. And he looks up at me and says, thank you. That's how I created you, as loving me. That's how I created you, as allowing me to be me, a free-spirited dog that I am. But you see, he thinks he's free. He thinks he's king. He thinks he's a ruler of his domain. And indeed he is. But he created himself in my world, where I am the one who makes his choices. I am the one who decides if he's going to go running free off the leash. I decided whether he's going to run on the leash. And you know, he loves running on the leash with me. He loves running off the leash with me. He loves doing everything. He is such a nut. We go for a walk. And as we take a walk, he tests me. And he tries to come from behind me and stick his head between my legs and stick his head out of there and look up at me and say, yeah, this is all right, okay. Yeah, okay, I love you. And so I pull the leash firm, and he is back walking at my side. He pulls that game a couple times, and then one of the times I say, oh, okay. And so I unhook his leash and let him run free. And he minds, and he stands near me, and he waits for me, and he's around me, but he's not on the leash. And when I have him on the leash, and I have him walking, so that he knows that I am in control of that leash, and I'm in control of him, he is perfectly happy. And when he's off the leash, he's perfectly happy, and he's happy to wait for me as we're walking. He's happy to be by my side, and he's happy to chase a rabbit or anything else that catches his attention. But I am always his master. I am the king for my king, Rex. And Rex, though he is a wonderful, fabulous, fantastic, intelligent dog, he has me as his ruler. He has me as the person who is in charge of his life, the person who decides what his diet is, the person who decides when he goes for a walk, the person who decides how he is going to act under all circumstances. And because of this, we have a very happy relationship, because he knows that I am the boss, and he knows that he is free to do anything he wants, as long as it fits into the program that we mutually have together. What kind of a king are you? Are you going to be happy as kings? I think it's a little misnomer to say that we're happy as kings. We think a king is very happy, but a king has all the burdens of his people on his shoulders all the time. The president of the United States, the president of any country, the monarch, the dictator, the whatever of any country, has all the responsibilities of the people on his shoulders. He may be trying to dictate to his people what he wants them to do, like I do to Rex, and I tell him how he should be a dog in my world. But for people to be the ruler over other people takes away the spiritual reality of these people. We are born divine. We are born free-spirited. We are born to walk our own path, do our own thing, and enjoy life in every fantastic way. And the moment we try to take over being responsible for somebody else's life, somebody else's world, as a king must do, then life becomes a burden for us. And if you like that sort of thing, go for it. But a free spirit cannot like that thing. A free spirit has to get out there and do his own thing. Now, perhaps a president, a king, can be a free spirit and do their own thing, can be a free spirit and go out and guide the people and yet be free. but it makes it a little difficult. I would say, I am happy as my free-spirited self is happy. And this is who I am, and this is what I am, and this is why I like myself. This is why I think that life is wonderful, and everything in life is fantastic. And I am a free spirit, living my life in freedom and joy now. And I see you, all in my world, enjoying that same freedom now and forevermore. Go for it, and know that I love you. Thank you.